Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode. Before we start, I just want to give a little update. We would like more interaction with adults. So if you guys could go to our website, or check us out on our social media, that would be wonderful. Feel free to send us messages. And if there's any topics you want us to go deeper into, or you would like just to discuss with us, send us a message. We'll reach out. Today, we're going to discuss some pretty important things. The format may be a little different than our normal format. We may be a little looser with it, but we want to discuss two vitally important things. First, pillowcasing the right way, and unbelievably, body modifications. Because no joke, we just discovered things about both of these in our house in rapid succession. By the end of this crazy, seemingly unrelated topic, you'll have taken a journey through different perspectives on topics and understand why presentation matters.
And you'll get a glimpse into how crazy our house is on a daily basis.
No joke. To give you the background, Kathy and I were putting back together our bed after freshly washing the sheets. I put it on a pillow case over a pillow, but I had the label facing out. Can you say laces in, Dan?
Poor form. That's all I got.
Miss Kathy immediately grabbed it and reversed it so that the tag was in and respectfully educated me on proper pillow casing. Now, I'm not an easy person to convince, so to back it up, she asked our personal digital assistant that lives in the home, "Hey, so-and-so, how do you put a pillow in a pillowcase?" And darned if the immediate answer wasn't you put the tag in first, dope. Now I know. Tag goes in first.
I don't know where or when I was taught that. I don't know if I learned it as an adult or if like my mother taught me or my grandmother taught me, but it kind of is the same thing with how you hang your paper towels and toilet paper. There's just a way that it's supposed to be done. And when you make your bed, if your pillows and everything are all nice and straightened and you look at it and there's tags hanging out the end, it just looks unfinished.
And I actually believe that. And now I know, I didn't know. And to give you a little more background on me, I'm that lunatic that can actually make a bed that you can bounce a quarter off of. So we do make our bed. We make our bed every day, frou-frou pillows and all. And if not, there's a disturbance in the frou-frou force, and we have to deal with that.
And now you can add one more thing to your resume about wanting to be polished and finished and things all put together.
Absolutely. I also would be remiss if I didn't add a public service announcement here. It's brought to you by your internet searching host tonight. Ultimately, a weekly wash is a gold standard for maintaining clean and healthy sleep environment. It helps remove dead skin, body oils, sweat, dust mites that have accumulated on the fabric, which can contribute to skin irritation, acne, and allergies. Having multiple sheets can make this easier to stay on a regular schedule.
Now, just remember, that's the gold standard. I'm thinking every 2 weeks is still acceptable.
I'm thinking I was a bad parent.
You never did any laundry, so what do you even, how does that go into your radar of bad parenting?
Because it was never on my radar, not weekly, not bi-weekly, not monthly. I was thought about it when something was dirty.
It's because someone else was doing the laundry.
Yeah, could you keep doing that, please? Because I'm not good at these civilization things.
Placing a pillow in a pillowcase can seem like a simple task, but doing it correctly can save you frustration and ensure a better fit. The most common and efficient method is often referred to as the inside out or burrito method. Not the way I do it. I just shake and shake and shake till it's in there.
Me too. I'm a shaker. So the proper way, this again comes from the internet, to put a pillow on a pillowcase is to turn the pillowcase inside out. Seems like a lot of work to me, but this is what the internet said. Then you slide your arm through the pillowcase and grab the end of the pillow on the tag end. So we've turned our pillowcase inside out. My arm is through it. I've grabbed a pillow. I pull the pillowcase over the pillow and then adjust and smooth. Easy peasy. Turns out wrestling it in and just shaking it around until whichever end was in first and tags were hanging out, uncouth, unpolished, and unfinished.
It still got the job done, though.
I've been doing it wrong for 54 years.
Now, I was always putting the tags in, but I still did the push it in and shake it kind of thing.
But we don't remove the tags because they're specific that you could go to jail.
Honey, that's only for the people that don't purchase it. Once you own it, you can remove whatever tag you like.
Then why are we having this discussion? Why don't we have tagless pillows?
Because sometimes when you remove the tag, it tears the seam.
Are you guys learning?
And then you have a crappy ripped pillow.
So doing it that way prevents you from having to awkwardly stuff and shove and shake and wrestle. Or you can do what I do. Put the closed end with the tag inside, shake it like crazy until it's completely on.
Now, we're going to just give you a few points as to why it's important to do it correctly. I know it seems trivial, and I know it sounds ridiculous, but the primary function of a pillowcase is to protect your pillow from sweat, oils from your hair, dead skin cells, and allergens like dust mites. So if you put it on the right way, you prevent a lot of that stuff from happening.
Now, on the frou-frou front, you got to do it for aesthetics. We failed to mention that, but doing it the correct way, even though I was doing it wrong, I didn't know any better. Doing it the correct way is aesthetically looks better. It's finished. It's polished.
It also helps your pillow retain a pillow shape. So even though pillows do get flat, pillowcases kind of keep them staying the size they're supposed to be.
We'll be right back. So on the heels of I got a full-on PhD on pillow etiquette. So on the heels of my graduation from PhD pillow school, we actually had a discussion in our house because one of our people decided it was a good idea to get a second piercing. Needless to say, I was not informed of said decision before, but it happened.
And he's making it sound horrible. It wasn't some horrible piercing. It's in his ear.
So literally from pillows to piercings. And it's a, to be fair, it's a second piercing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old school. I don't think boys should have any piercing, really. I don't dislike them. It's just not a thing. So we had that discussion and we had to get into why we shouldn't be or should be doing. Anyway, it was a normal 10th-ish conversation.
And not because he got a piercing, but because he chose to do it without having a discussion with us about it first.
That's where we ran into a little bit of a problem. Kathy and I share a common opinion about body modification. We're kind of neutral to them, but understand that they can have, not only can they do have real-life consequences, whether they're legal, ethical, or it's not for us to decide.
Body piercings and tattoos are increasingly common forms of self-expression, but they come with potential consequences, both in terms of health and social and professional life. It's important to be aware of these before making any decisions to get any type of body modification.
We'll quickly go over some of the health and medical risks, which you guys already kind of know. I'm pretty sure you haven't lived in a cave or anything, but things like an infection. Anytime you pierce anything on your body or get a tattoo, there's the chance of an infection happening. It's the biggest concern, and it's because whatever process you had, whether it's a tattoo or a piercing, it breaks the skin barrier and it allows bacteria and other stuff to get in. On top of it, you have to be very careful where you're getting tattoos or piercings, because if the artist's equipment is not properly sterilized, or if you don't do the aftercare instructions like they tell you, a skin infection can develop. And in more serious cases, it can lead to abscesses or even sepsis, which can be life-threatening conditions.
If needles and other equipment are contaminated with infected blood, there's a risk of contracting serious bloodborne viruses, including hepatitis B, hepatitis C, or even HIV. This is why it's crucial to go to a reputable, licensed shop that follows strict hygiene and sterilization protocols.
Allergic reactions can happen. Some people have allergic reactions to tattoo ink. Sometimes it's just to a particular color in it, or the metals of the piercing jewelry. Can cause a rash, itching, or swelling at the site. Allergic reactions can also develop years after the procedure. That part was new to me.
And you can also get scarring and keloids. The body's healing process can lead to scarring. In some individuals, this can result in the formation of a keloid. A keloid is a raised fibrous scar. You'll see them sometimes if someone has a severe injury and their body reacts by overproducing scar tissue. It just kind of becomes like a growth.
Without sharing too much, years ago, I knew someone who had that happen in an area that you wouldn't want a keloid to grow in. Ended up that she got rid of that piercing before it was too bad, but it was still there. Nerve damage can happen depending on where you're getting pierced. There's a risk of nerve damage. Anytime you stick something in, you could hit something. And nerve damage can lead to permanent numbness or loss of sensation. That's more around facial and tongue piercings where you can really get it and get it to impact speech or taste. There's location-specific risks. Certain piercings have unique risks. For example, a tongue piercing can lead to chipped teeth. I've actually seen that. Damaged gums and swelling that could obstruct the airway. Nipple piercings can potentially interfere with the ability to breastfeed, and there are other piercings that we're not going to mention on the podcast that definitely can have side effects.
There's also complications for MRIs. If you need to go to the hospital and you need an MRI, there are some metallic components in some tattoo inks that can cause burning or swelling during an MRI.
So we're going to switch gears out of medical. We've grossed you out enough. We're going to talk about the social and professional consequences. Tattoos and piercing, it has become much more acceptable recently than it was, but they can still carry social and professional consequences, especially if they're visible piercings on the neck, face, hands, anywhere you can see it.
We actually know someone who recently had an interview and has nice, cute little piercings, but they're on their face, and that interviewer said they'd have to find out if that was acceptable to wear at their place of employment.
And what that comes back to is many of the employers you guys are talking to today, they're older. Their view of tattoos and piercings could be a little bit more conservative than what yours are. You need to understand that and be prepared for it. And if needed, be able to address it, whether it's you're going to remove it or it's okay, or just understand.
A recent study mentioned by Undercover Recruiter found that 88% of recruiters believe having a tattoo could limit a person's career progression, and 41% admitted to actively rejecting a suitable candidate because they had a visible tattoo.
And the same goes for piercings. That same study found that 26% of recruiters would feel uncomfortable hiring someone with visible piercings. We didn't read far enough in the study to know if we're talking about just a normal single ear piercing. What I would imagine that is talking about is multiple piercings or the gauges.
Or the chain going from your lip to your eyebrow.
And again, our opinion is you do you, boo-boo, but don't expect life to bend around your preferences.
Now, as far as social stigmas go, although less common than in the past, tattoos and piercings can still be associated with negative stereotypes, such as being rebellious or unprofessional. While many people see body art as a form of self-expression, others hold judgmental views, which can affect social interactions.
Now, there is some legality to this also. We're going to talk about discrimination here. In the United States, there's no federal law that specifically prohibits employment discrimination based on tattoos or piercing, which puts you in a gray area. What that means is that in most cases, an employer can legally choose not to hire or even terminate an employee because of their body art, as long as the policy is applied consistently and doesn't discriminate based on a protected characteristic like religion. That being said, if you're going for a job and you have outrageous piercings or tattoos and you're not getting the job, employers don't even tell you why today. And if they do, even if it is because of the tattoos or piercings, they may just list another reason like someone else was more qualified. So you need to keep that in mind when you're making the decision to have these tattoos and piercings done.
But things may be changing because there are some states and cities that have laws regarding discrimination based on personal appearance. If you happen to be lucky enough to live in that state and have a tattooed and pierced up appearance, you're one of the lucky ones.
TLDR for tonight. Decisions matter. Like it or not, appearance matters. A finished, polished look matters. Attention to detail wins almost every non-crisis decision you will ever make. Oh, and don't forget, the gold standard for sheet swapping is weekly. Who knew? And tags in. Tags in, Dan. Thank you very much for listening. Again, if you guys want to reach out, you can go to idulting.com and find us. We're on Facebook. We appreciate the growth. We appreciate you guys listening. And we look forward to interacting with you.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to idulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.